Thank you. And it's very special to be with you this evening. For those of the Christian faith, this is one of those in-between times, sitting between the celebration of Christ's resurrection at Easter and remembering his Easter appearances and his ascension into heaven, celebrated in just under 2 weeks' time. In our nation, we feel as though we're in an in-between time too. We watch as the cases of coronavirus fall, the death rate falls, and yet we know that it is not yet over. We wait in between. In my conversations with those I know who were about on VE Day, their memories of that day vary too. One person talked about their time on Morecambe Sikh Front in Lancashire. And as a 10-year-old, it was their first experience of being in a crowd as they gathered for that VE Day celebration. Someone else who lived in West Kent said that for her family, the sense of it not yet being over, the ongoing conflict in the Far East, meant that their family celebrations were more muted, that sense of being in between. For many, the emotional relief that war in Europe was over was tinged with sadness for loss of life, loss of homes or belongings, those who were coping with the trauma of their war story, whether as soldiers or sailors, airmen or airwomen, those on the home front deployed in so many ways, or as we heard earlier, those who were evacuated. And so I want to bring us three reminders as we remember that first VE Day 75 years ago. Our first reading spoke of the nations going to the mountain of the Lord, a place of teaching, but also a place of protection, a place where swords became plowshares and spears became pruning hooks, where nations no longer took up sword against other nations. And VE Day marked for many a new season of feeling protected, no longer vulnerable. For those living in the Medway towns in 1945, it would have felt very different. The end of sirens, the end of trips to the air raid shelters, the end of anxiety about enemy aircraft overhead. A new sense of being protected and secure. A different world where it was no longer about the weapons of war, not swords and spears, to use the language of the Old Testament, but a new season of sowing and harvesting when nations were not attacking others. Place of protection and a place of peace. The Bible passage read from Luke reminds us of a restored peace in a broken relationship, a father and a son who have been distant and who come together. And we know that VE Day marked an ending of conflict and an agreed peace. Living that peace was not always instant. For some, they had to work through trauma and bereavement. And VE Day wouldn't bring an end to that sorrow instantly, but over time it marks the beginning of a journey of a new and restored peace. For individuals and indeed for nations, where there was a restoration of relationship, new trust, new hope, demonstrated a new sense of peace across our continent in the last 75 years. Yes, there have been moments of conflict where peace has not been lived out, but we know on the whole, it has been a place of peace. A place and a time of protection, a place and a time of peace, a place and a time of God's presence. Again, in that reading from Luke, the lost son is welcomed home to the presence of his father. There's some grumpiness from the older brother who tells how he has slaved in the fields and moans about his younger brother being welcomed and blessed. There's a third son in the story too, the one who knows the father intimately, Jesus Christ, who tells the parable and who knows that the father welcomes us into his presence. At the end of conflict, services were held, as we are this evening, acknowledging the presence of God as peace is restored. And that same God welcomes us, whether happy or sad, rejoicing or concerned, victorious or grieving. Tonight we celebrate and commemorate V-Day in the strangest of times. VE Day was that in-between moment. War was nearly over, but not quite. It marked the beginning of the end. And in a sense, for us tonight, we know what being in that in-between place feels like. And so as we echo that thanksgiving for peace, the acknowledgement of protection and of the presence of God, so I pray for each of you in this present crisis, that you might know the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. May the protection of God watch over you, and the presence of God be with you, on your homes and the communities around you, in Walderslade, in Medway, or wherever you are watching. Amen.